Wow. How many of you were blessed yesterday? I mean, every word that came out of his mouth was a word in season. And God has given him a gift where he can actually use to release the word in your spirit. I believe most of the things he said by reason of the jokes are still with you and they are sinking. Thank God for the grace. Oh, I'm so excited. We don't want to waste much time because today is quite packed. We want to stand on our feet and receive a brother and a friend, a minister of the gospel, Apostle Albert Osefri, great man of God. You are blessed.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, keep on clapping. Keep on clapping. Give glory to God. Keep on clapping. Don't stop. Don't stop. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Don't stop. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You may take your seat, please. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Yahi Mohi. Oh, yeah. Minim Niti. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Yahi.
Heart, bless the Lord for like 2 minutes. Just bless the Lord. Just bless the Lord. Just bless the Lord. Just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Ah, see, 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 see. Bless the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Spirit divine, you are here again. You are here with us. We thank you for your continual presence. It is another time. Release unto us that which has been seasoned for this time. In the name of Jesus, from the very depths of God, cause us to drink and be satisfied. In the name of Jesus, may we live here affected, so affected by your word, that our whole makeup will change to become like you. In the name of Jesus, speak to us and cause us to have the ability to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Or you can put your hands together again for Jesus. So how many of us were blessed yesterday? So one can ask for me kind pa na joke me kind na. Okay, dear, me do who ya papa. Hallelujah. And yesterday let me salute the bishop. Let me salute Papa. And then all the leaders here. I say leaders now, Grandma Muni. I salute everybody. I bring you greetings from where I'm coming from. I came with a son, a noble son, and a minister of the gospel. Brother Desmond is here. Let's give it up for Brother Desmond. Also for say me Bible day. Yeah, I have always been a student of the Bible. I believe that there is nothing that I can share out of experience that will be greater than the raw word. I'm a student of the Bible. Experiences can fail, but the word has never failed. Have you seen why nowadays we easily get sick and we cut our lives short? It's not because of anything. We have left the raw things that God gave to us. And we always want to embellish things. God is so wise. And he gave us things in their pure state. Raw and pure. Samuel said that the word of the Lord is pure. It is pure. Ain't me nyawo shia. Mint mint one as the same be a man in the sound. If the word is not able to change you, there can be anywhere as the sound. And so I've always been a student of the Bible. And even when I go through any mysterious experience, I'll come back to the Bible and be asking questions. Why did this happen? Why did I receive this the way I received it? Why am I having this? Why am I not having this? So that by any means, I will not be deceived. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, today, I want to start by saying that you are as valuable as your divine assignment. You can put it somewhere. Your value can only be assessed through your divine assignment. In other words, the man without a divine assignment is a man without value. What is as you swear wouldn't be in your message by ya for swan you so? You are as valuable as your divine assignment. So then it becomes very important for us to do one basic thing in life, and that is to find our assignment.
That is what we need to do. To be able to identify why we are here. Because if you have not done that, you have no value. What is it about the salt if it has no saltiness? Or the light if it has not shine? So Matthew chapter 5 says that it will be good for nothing. That is what I'm talking about. No value. Matthew chapter 5 verse 13 says that it will be good for, yes, it is good, but for nothing. So the first thing you need to know is that the goodness in you is linked to your divine assignment. Light here, boy. Say, and so. Now, so say, oh, okay, and so, but meet me the abobo that do aswa. Ya, nyasi and famo that do aswa. This is all the boda do aswa, and kaswa nya bibi the light in here. I'm going somewhere. I'm just setting a preamble. So that if God has called you to do what you are doing and you are not able to accomplish that purpose, then you have no value. So, find value by finding your assignment. You see, what brings glory to God is number one, identifying your divine assignment. And number two, pursuing it. And number three, completing it. So, identifying the assignment, pursuing the assignment, and completing the assignment. There is something about divine ministry. In divine ministry, you compete with no one. The only thing you compete with is your own assignment. And when you manage someone, sano, and you obey the action of your share, at the end of the year, and are you doing it? You need to identify your assignment. You need to pursue your assignment until you complete your assignment. Because that is the only thing that brings glory to God. John chapter 17 and then the verse 4. Jesus said, I have glorified thee. I have glorified thee on earth. How did Jesus glorify God? How? I have glorified thee. I have glorified thee on earth. What have I done? I have glorified thee. But at the end of my year, media show when the I have finished the work. I have what? Oh, I say I have begun the work, and I have begun the work. I say I am doing my best. What's he saying? I have completed it. So the point of completion is the point of glory.
Obisha asia kakra si Antonio Monfreno. Aya kakra. Obisha oh me ye di emetu so nza me bom eho modern.
Jesus is saying that it is not about a modern book. It is not about I've started. It is I have completed. I've completed. That is why I pray for you this morning. That you shall not just be a beginner, a starter, but you shall finish your race in the name of Jesus.
Oh, you didn't hear me.
I said that every assignment that you have, you shall complete it in the name of Jesus. The same hands of Zerubbabel, that have laid this foundation, that same hand shall bring it into completion in the name of Jesus.
You complete it. You complete it.
See, the Easterners, they understand these things. When you go to the ancient Near East and then most parts of Asia, you will see that they are very much interested in the end than the beginning. Nintina wu chro Hebrew nchraya. U chro free chre. And Adia Benimu. U chro Arabic, u chro free chre. A chre di any hiya. Yen timi nura chre di ayan state. But most of us, we are so much interested in the things that surround the beginning, the beauty that surrounds the beginning, and the joy that surrounds the beginning. So you find people, they say we are getting married. And all that they are focusing on is a gigantic wedding. They plan every aspect of the ponkona obetwi. Meanwhile, if you ask them, what is your plan for the next 10 years in this marriage? They don't know. And that is why 3 years, because plan be any moment, you know, it ends there. But you see your God, he first goes to the end before he will come and begin it. And that is why I am prophesying upon your life. That if God has started with you, then he will finish with you in the name of Jesus. Nothing will stop you. You will end it, and you will end it well. In the name of Jesus. This thing that your hand has started. And see, let me shock you right now. That it will transcend to every other thing that you are doing in this life. Whatever you touch from today, you will bring it to a successful complete conclusion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say to Archippus, see that you complete this ministry that you have received in the law. That thou fulfill it. Completion. See that you complete it. Naturally, say Archippus, what's us here? Naturally, say Archippus, or Yahoo Bibi. So, why this warning? See that you complete it. Today, I want you to look at the character Archippus. Say Archippus. Archippus. Who is Archippus? Who is Archippus? See, let's do a little background of this book and
When you read the book of Colossians, and especially, let me send on Colossians chapter 4. Paul makes mention of certain names, and they are all linked to the ministry and then the word. So you hear names like Tychicus, and Paul calls him a brother and a fellow servant. You hear Onesimus, a brother. Aristarchus, a fellow prisoner. Mark, Jesus Justus. Epaphras, Luke, Demas, fellow workers. But no detail was given about a certain man called Archippus, except that there was a message that was to be given to him. Say to Archippus. So, who is this Archippus? Now, Archippus appeared in only two places in the Bible, in Paul's script. And the most important place that we have to look at is in the book of Philemon. Philemon is just one letter. So go to Philemon and go to verse 1. Let's look at Archippus. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved, and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Apphia, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house. So, the whole letter of Philemon was written to this rich guy, Philemon. And Philemon was rich. He had slaves or servants. One of the servants was Onesimus. And this Onesimus guy was the servant that ran away and later became a disciple of Paul. And when he became a disciple of Paul, he allowed himself to be groomed such that he became a pillar in Paul's ministry. But he was a runaway slave. So Paul wrote this letter to Philemon concerning the man Onesimus, that he should forgive him because now he is doing something that is even better than what he was doing already. I am telling you all this because this man that had servants, including Onesimus, had a wife called Apphia. And they had this boy called Archippus. So Apphia, Philemon, and their boy Archippus. And in that rich man's house, they even had a church. They had a big hall that they used for a church. So they were very rich. This man, Archippus, from a very rich background, a pious background, Paul calls him at a very tender age a fellow soldier. Now listen, I was mentioning those names not for anything, but to let you know who Archippus is. Paul will call some brothers. He will call some fellow laborers. But to Archippus, he says he's a fellow soldier. So, ranks are coming in here. Archippus is not a normal laborer. He is in the class of Paul. He fights shoulder to shoulder with Paul when it comes to ministry at a very tender age. That is Archippus. So the first thing that you should know about Archippus from the book of Philemon is that he is coming from a very rich background. Very noble background. And he is pious too. Now,
When you read the book of Colossians chapter 4, where we read, when you continue with the verse 17, Paul was saying that this letter that I've written to you, let this same letter be read in the church at Laodicea. And Philemon and the family were in Laodicea. Now listen, I'm bringing a certain connection. And the Laodicean church, according to this scripture, was headed by a certain young boy called Archippus. And so, when the letter was given to the Colossians, Paul told the Colossians that, make sure that this letter is read in Laodicea and say to Archippus. So number two, Archippus was not just an ordinary church member. He was a church leader who was heading the church at Laodicea. Are we following? So that is the other thing that you should know about Archippus. But why is it that a man of such stature, and when you are greeting people, oh my brother, this my dad, and it reaches such a man, and you say, take heed that you complete the assignment. Take heed that you fulfill it. What has become of Archippus? Why would Paul send such a message to such a man? A man that you have referred to as a fellow soldier. A man that is coming from a devout home. Mother Krife, Father Krife, even have a church in their house. And you are telling this man, take heed. What are you talking about, Paul? The man has seen it all. He has rubbed shoulders with the greats in ministry. The Pauls, the Lukes. And you are telling him now to take heed of the ministry that God has placed in his hand. Why, Paul? Because, you know, I am Archippus. A rich Dada B. Krife. I know it all. This church that I'm heading, now my papa sponsor him. Now my mama sponsor him. Church has been in me. Ministry has been in me. So how dare Paul come and tell Archippus, take heed. It is because there are certain things that can make people slack in ministry, no matter where they are coming from. There are certain things that can make people lose steam in ministry, no matter who they are. So number one, say to Archippus, take heed. Because of your background. Archippus, take heed because of your background. Archippus, you have no excuse to fail in ministry because of where you are coming from. You have Philemon for a father. You have Apphia for a mother. You grew up with a church in your house. We have fought in battles before, even as a young man. And so to you, you need not fail. God said to Archippus, he has no excuse to fail. You have been raised in a place like Miracle Manor. A tireless leader. A selfless leader. That is where you are coming from. That is who you are learning from. Then say to Archippus, because of your background,
because of where you are coming from, because of where God has blessed you, you have no excuse to fail.
Say to Archippus. On the day that they were arranging instruments in that church at Laodicea, you were there. On the day that they started the fellowship, you were there. You have received so much grace, Archippus, to the extent that as a young boy, you were standing shoulder to shoulder with us. We call ourselves apostles, but we looked at you as a small boy and we couldn't call you a laborer. We called you a fellow soldier because we knew what has been deposited in you. And that is why they have to say to you that you cannot fail in this. Paul was always wary of this. He was always mindful of this. So he told Timothy too. Said, you know, your mother Eunice, your grandmother Lois, these are two prayerful women. And I came to your house through your mothers. And I laid hands on you with the elders. And Peninfo Peufie and Sahud Kusu Timothy. So you cannot fail. You dare not fail God. You are not found in a church where the man of God will come and say, "Fanchini bra, fameko bra, fevisa bra, ye preach ye." You are living in a church where prayer is a daily lifestyle. You are living in a church where study of the word is a lifestyle. And Archippus said to Archippus, you can't fail. You have no excuse. You have nothing to say. This that God has given to you, you have to fulfill it. Say to Archippus. Because of your background. Palusa lusa. Iyala la la lusa. Number two. Say to Archippus, because of his status. Say to Archippus, because of the position he occupies. Now, like I've already told you, Archippus was the head of the Laodicean church. And as a young bishop heading such a church, he was there. Let me even shock you a little bit. Archippus is the son of a rich family. He's coming from a very rich family. So it is not like me kope bibia beti. He has it all. The name Archippus, maybe let me move it here. The name Archippus in the Greek will mean master of the horses or owner of horses. And if these people were not naming for naming sake, then I believe that Archippus had a ranch of a sort, horses of a sort, because the father had servants. So Archippus is no mean person. He is there, he has status. He can reason, he has servants. And Paul looked at all the resources that are available to Archippus. And where naturally he has been raised to his standard and his status. Then he remembered the name Archippus and said, say to Archippus, because of your status, Hadu Sarua Sala. You see, people are there, they have never been in school. They are excelling in ministry. People are there, they have never worked in a formal place. They have never written memos. They have never tested messages. They are excelling in ministry.
You are in banking. You are in the university. You are this, you are that. You can write a big bravo. Look at your status and you think you can fail. Paul says, say to Archippus, you dare not fail. You hold a master's degree and God gives you this thing to handle and you say you cannot handle. Say to Archippus, you are coming from a worthy home. It is not like money is troubling you and you say you cannot handle this ministry. Say to Archippus, see, you have this strength in you as a young man and you say you cannot handle this ministry. Say to Archippus. Say to Archippus that because of your status, you dare not fail. Take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the law, that thou fulfill it. Archippus, it does not depend on God anymore. He has given you things at your disposal. He intentionally placed you in the house of Philemon. He intentionally placed you in that house, in that neighborhood, so that when you come of age, he will give this ministry to your care. And Archippus, if God has brought you this far, then you dare not fail God. Say to Archippus, that Peter and Co, they were mere fishermen. They followed Jesus for only 3 years and now they are doing exploits. Say to Archippus, you are educated than Peter. You are educated than John and the rest. Archippus, you dare not fail. You have status, you have standard. You need to let us see you at that height. Say to Archippus.
I feel the spirit of the Lord pushing me this morning. Say to Archippus,
then say to Archippus, it is not in the court of God anymore. It is not about, leave God out of this matter now. Leave God out of this matter. He has brought you so far so that you can be able to carry that which he is putting in your hands. Leave God out of this now. It is not about God anymore. He has prepared you enough. There is enough power in you. He is able to do far exceedingly, abundantly, above whatever you can think or ask, according to the power that has been deposited inside of you. Say to Archippus.
Say to Archippus, your status, that your CV that you are carrying, Halu Saruasa, I was here for Ghana Finance Ministry, my personal. That ministry, who study as well. That certificate, a qualified man, her Ghana Sika Samson. You're missing her Ghana Sika Samson. She miracle man, Sika Samson. That's a non so was here and then.
Say to Archippus, you dare not bring an excuse. You dare not bring a challenge. You dare not. You dare not. I raised you to that capacity that you can manage the finances of a big company like that. And this is my small church. You cannot manage it. Then what are you telling me? Is it about me or is it about you? Say to Archippus.
Say to Archippus. Say to Archippus. Maruhasiandarabosa. And maybe let me take you a little further. The man seems to own something that he was interested in apart from ministry. Because like I told you, if he is the owner of the horses, then perhaps he has some ponies in there that he is so much enthused about. Perhaps some horse raised somewhere.
perhaps some pleasure somewhere. I mean, he was likely to have other engagements apart from ministry. And one thing about having other engagements when you are a minister is that you can easily be swayed to prioritize other engagements at the detriment of ministry. So see now, me, I'm a banker, you see, the time we close. And me, I'm a teacher, you see, when it comes to marking and those, that time. So we begin to give excuses to God because of our personal engagements. And so when the name Archippus came into the mind of Paul, then he looked within him and said, this is a young boy who has an estate to take care of. He has an array of resources to manage. If I don't say to Archippus, he will be managing human resources and will be living divine resources. Say to Archippus, before human resources, there was the divine resource. And as a matter of fact, if divine resource deplete, human resource will deplete. Say to Archippus. If it is the divine that gave birth to the natural, then we cannot care so much for the natural that we will forget about the divine. That is why he said to say to Archippus. Say to Archippus. Also, if you say, I'm going to come here. I'm going to come here. If you say, I'm worried, I'm going to come here. He said, "Mikunu diya bodiya pesi ono ompe diya jo." Entini ya mi disi sobra waba. Unim sa sofu mikunu sum pointem. Waka sobe da aso demo. Na sofu ye receive it. Na diya na wojia ye ukunu. Na wunya ukunu na ni nyami ti sese. Wunya ukunu biye ome na besu ukai. You have other engagement, and now you cannot circumvent your way through it so that you can do this ministry. Say to Archippus, you have no excuse. He came from here, and if he is to stay, he will stay from here. Is it not prayer from here that brought you that husband? Then prayer from here will cause him to stay. Prayer from here. Who am I speaking to this morning? Say to Archippus. Maybe this morning I should cool down a little. I shouldn't enter into certain rat holes. Say to Archippus. Say to Archippus. You have no excuse. I have bestowed on you this honor. I have given you this brain. And yes, sorry, it is because I, the Lord, I have made you so for a talu saruasa. And that is why Mordecai said to Esther, he said, perhaps God brought you here for such a time. You don't know what you have. You carry that grace because God has prepared you for such a ministry. You don't know why you have that wealth and that abundant resource because God was preparing you for such a time. Say to Archippus, you dare not fail. You dare not fail. Say to Archippus, and let me surprise you. You might think that poor Yahweh and Archippus, where that I be a minister, a yane ya, and a poor Kadioka. But let me shock you. Something that the Lord said to be said to the angel of the church of Laodicea. Go to Revelation chapter 3 from the verse 14. Revelation chapter 3 verse 14. Let's work out some Archippus ministry here. Now this is Archippus, the man that we are talking about. And this message was not to be given to the church, but to the angel of the church. The angel of the church is Brother Archippus. Now listen to what the Lord says to Brother Archippus. He says, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things say at the Amen, the faithful true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Continue 15. Quick. I know thy works. Archippus. I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor. God is speaking about the Laodicean church. And I'm telling you, as the leader is, so is the church. As the leader is, so is the church. He says that you, this church at Laodicea, I know thy works. You are neither cold. Archippus is that man that will hold the position like he will do, like he will not do. Archippus is that man that will start it giddy giddy giddy. Then he will reach a certain point and will begin to be giving excuses. Archippus is that man that sometimes will, oh, yaya kakra, let somebody come and continue. Archippus said to Archippus, you are neither cold nor hot. Ejuma no ye ne said ya wo peno. What fan is so fear ejuma? What fan is so papa feeling on ejuma ni bi? You are the master. You can do whatever that you do. Remember, I was telling you yesterday, if you are called into the ministry of God, even if you are the master of masters, you have to become the servant. Are you hearing me? And that is why Archippus needs to hear this. You are not cold. You are not hot. Continue. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Continue. Because thou sayest, listen to Archippus. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, parous sarua, and have need of nothing, bosazua. Archippus says that Philemon is my father. I am rich. Me here sorry tight. I didn't mean yes me and BF sorry no. We are me and me boa sorry nekeke. Oh boa sorry. Now sorry I am me. Sister na me you wanna na me yes and yes me can't see anymore. Oh uba hold you a messy fee. The me here there some sorry na me person me sorry na person. Oh boa sorry. Oh boa sorry. And then you say what's one ya who's we here? God says, I look at you from heaven here. And knowest that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Because all you care about is your father's estate. All you care about is your human endeavors. All you care about is to work to please your boss to give you promotion. That is all you care about. But I look down from heaven to you here, and you are wretched. You are poor. You are miserable. You are naked. Say to Archippus, you either be cold or hot, or I spew you out of my mouth. Say to Archippus. Continue. I counsel thee, buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eyes of that thou mayest. But look at what God is telling Archippus. Look. Go. 19. But after saying all that to Archippus, next was, then God says, as many as I love, I send Paul to say to Archippus. See, Paul. Paul will not single out Archippus, but because God says, I love Archippus, I don't want Archippus to fail. God will not send Apostle Albert here today, but because he loves you and he will not want you to fail. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, Archippus. There is one thing you don't have. The anointing you have, the grace you have. Yes, we know you are anointed, even more than the resident pastor. Yes, we know. We all know it is clear. Because your mama can you make flow number and one day. We all know. But one thing you are not zealous for the work that God has placed in your hands. Say to Archippus, I don't want it the way he's doing it. Adjumani minim so beti me ayenti am dia sending sir. Enti awo so ye no ye ma ho te. Say to Archippus, minim sa kosia te one man fra kosia na me fra no. Mi nya me me nyansa po akwa. Me na me pok kwantu ba bi e kwan ye. What that would we mo na yam na minim no. Ana me fra ni so di fo ma ma mai. Enti Jeremiah nyinyu ho ano wate. Enka se nya me me ya bo fra mi sa. Ma no nte ye. Ah, ma fa dia wo tem me dia kawa no. E firi na kuro Archippus, I love you, but you have to be zealous for me. Ah, la 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 rosa barabosa. This is not like one of the ordinary mornings, because God sent me here to tell you just one thing. Marusa Rusa, say to Archippus, Arabasi Azua Silia, Limarusanda da Branda, say to that Osa, say to that Dickin, say to him, say to that media man, say to Archippus. Let me take you to just a little bit further. And Paul is saying that when you read the script, read it also in Laodicea and say to Archippus. And I was asking myself, Brother Paul, you like literature and grammar too much. You said the letter will be read in Laodicea. So definitely Archippus is going to hear it. You know, so then Brother Paul tells me, Albert, you don't know. When people get to the level of Archippus, when they hear that Paul is bringing a message, they say, oh, yeah, teda. And they are not Paul, Obeka. Paul, they are not Obeka. I am teda. Paul, now, Paul, they are. Minim, you are preaching. Now, no, ah. Now, also for the air. So you ask the church member, and the unti me, mame, so for preaching, me and some preaching a few. What do you have a topic? Because he has become so familiar with us. He has become so familiar with the people of God and the things of God that a letter will come. And we see Archippus and some. So we heard today, says, oh, Brother Paul, Monko can can't you sorry no. No, no, at our office. Because one can sorry no. He has grown past the grace. Say to Archippus, Omro at Thomas, say to Archippus, the letter that came this time with the woman, I was all came here. Say to Archippus, even if you have heard of Paul before, or you have never heard of Paul before, and you have to hear Paul, say to Archippus. We have become so familiar, too familiar with the things of God, that we begin to lose steam. Internet any praises and worship and a selfie time. And you know, I say to Archippus, that nowadays he has not been giving attention to my word. And it's like he has finished with everything. Afedia, wabeye guru. Afedia, onimde nyamede babia. Afedia, the spirit of the Lord doesn't work anymore. Now the spirit of the Lord has nothing to say, nothing new to say. Because Archippus says to himself, there is nothing new under the sun. And they say to Archippus, Paul is coming.
Now, poor dear, send a minute that post about us. We were preaching. Oh, Nano crusade, Nakoya no Asabano. Minimum year, you need to or a guest speaker, and I'm mere guest speaker. One guest speaker cannot listen to one guest speaker. And I'm going to support a friend, a fellow soldier. He recognized the anointing that is upon me. Where your poor letter, your poor sorry, me, Kohemian Ponko, Monkin Kanchana, sorry, mano. And the answer, Obepia, go to the Ponko, no. Say to Archippus, this message is for you. We have become so complacent with the things of God. We have become 2x4 tons to be as yes, you're going to. Now, we'll be an entity partner idea and Saturn as well. We have become too familiar with the things of God that we don't fear Him anymore. And we do whatever we like with the things of God. That is why we have to say to Archippus, take heed, take heed, take heed. Take heed. Take heed. Take heed. And at the bia, oh, a ye for name from me. What am I mean? Coffee and Nomra. At the answer is Kaya. You have for the year, you obey 100 million. To my uncle Nomra. And I found obey. Yes, you obey 1 billion. I found obey. We are 8 year machine. Your catcher's an owner at the bia is canon. Say to Archippus, do what is needful. Passa Diana, who you know, so why you know, you will be replaced soon. Pa, not Diana Tosini, you know it. But Enumu Krana will take you with pride, Enumu Puna will take you pride because now as I'm my praises, and that's your almost here. Almost here, cry, I said, Set who Archippus. Anna, who names a Jolof, you are, it must cry, Ned, Anna, who names her. When did you want? Ali Azua Sala. Lehele Hele Hosa. Yalam Basamuma Kai Masem. Ha! Nengo forbi ya fasting na. Baby, you are fasting me. Wundi, yeah, wana ya topano. Actually, wa. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. And have no confidence. We have no confidence in the flesh. Go to America because people are leaving their jobs in America just like that. And now they have no confidence. I could say 3,000 Ghana cedis mumbwa. The award check no control. Nene kwa straight as you check no control. Or the ATM ne ye. I any 2 weeks no. We need that so. Say bejo unka. We have no confidence in the flesh. Continue. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh. So Paul is saying to our man that Bema, yes, so free to come in your man in Tiao. Say, Mubi, can you see? Yeah, want to ya also. Near that, I eat it. And the granite room with that seminar would not give it me a debate. That is what Paul is saying. Say, and yes, oh boy, and a metano. But we have absolutely no confidence in the flesh. Why is Paul saying this? Continue. 5. He says, me, I was circumcised on the 8th day. Okra de oye Greek ni. Tuwe di ya anya honwe. Obi anya la anwa hon. Oye fele mo mba kura o di eno. Ya anya honwe. Mi ye. Chetia. E de toso. E mwa chia. Ye chia.
of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching to the law. Also for Abbas Express, but me, Paul, from far I see. Roll it down. I didn't call. Cause six. Now look at six. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. This is Paul speaking. Oh, Paul na obi amane buafua wadi ni CV at one. But what things were gained to me, those things that I used to glory in, the moment I was stricken by the light, I lost interest in them. Say to Archippus, there are a million like him, but I chose him. Say to Archippus. Paul is saying that I had whatever it took to glory myself in the flesh. My physical CV is rich. When I encountered the Christ, if you continue, it says that they were now like dung to me. They were now like rubbish to me. Ebrebi, me no dey for ketwa bi bomb pile. O dey for ketwa because we me no aketwa. Ya bomb pile. I say, ah, Bishop. And your mama me hunu dey school cry dey na nkeni say okokra, na me say, ah. Are they? Ah, Saturday me come first masters, me apply me second masters, ya fa me call. Sir Bishop, I'm too hungry. Can't you who are whom they chill? Me who go to a show party or you like Adrian, you are on a new school as some crowd. Udian Cosen, I'm Juman and Kawi Jabi be out of baby. Now, per baby far. But now I understand him. Us, maybe some of us thought, said, and nobody may wait, Kakra. The idea excuses and nay idea in Yamia Juma, a lie. Say, Rade, Mammy, 20 gun and I'm in pet, in Mutan being farmer. Now, I don't know farmer once, and not your password, you don't find you. Sorry, John, I see a bumpy. Prayer number one, lift up your hands. A prayer of repentance. You are telling God, you see, you are wasting the resources of God. Assuming your mother has taken you through school, after the university, doctorate level, everything, and you are doing nothing with what you have learned, doing nothing with your certificate, nothing with your endowment. That is what we are doing to God. Lift up your hands. This is a call to repentance. Say, oh God, I repent of all the waste. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13 says that it is an insult of on God for you to be called good for nothing. Lift up your hands and begin to pray. I repent on my dependence on the flesh. I repent on my dependence on the flesh. Liharu salala. Leherios si parua sandi dibios. Leheriosa.
In the name of Jesus,
lift up your two hands. Second prayer, a prayer against familiarity and complacency. You see, when you are endowed with much, there is one thing that can finish you: familiarity, complacency. We are praying in the name of Jesus. My Father, my God, I pray against familiarity.
I pray against complacency.
In the name of Jesus.
This morning.
Any act of complacency. Die now. Any act of familiarity.
Die now.
As I clap my hands now.
As I shout and pray.
You are aborted.
You are finished.
Now. Slap your hands and pray. Deal with every familiarity. Deal with every complacency. Oh, si asiesala. Taliesi barusa anderios. Barios. Finally, because of time, you are praying for the finishing grace. Say the finishing grace.
The finishing grace.
Yes, sir. Come on, give him a shout of praise.
Wow. Amazing word.